I'd like to call this meeting of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is 1:01 p.m., March 26th, in the State Capitol, Room 120, the Grunberg Room. We have Representative Thompson, Representative Roucher, Representative Jackson, and myself, Chair Ledoux. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum. Let's begin by silencing your cell phones and any other electronic devices. Before we begin, I would like to introduce my committee aide, Deneen Tuck, and also thank Sophia Tenney with the House Records and Eric Heinbigner, is that close? Who is moderating the meeting. Today is our second hearing on sponsor substitute for HB 3, state land sale, PFD voucher, and assign. On March 14th, we held and closed public testimony during our first hearing on that bill. And I gave a deadline of March 25th at 5 p.m. to have any amendments into my office. So no amendments were received. Do we have any questions from the committee? We have Daryl Breese, the staffer to Representative Roucher. He is online to answer any questions. And I'm sure Representative Roucher can answer any questions that anyone might have.
I'll give it a whirl.
So, do we have any questions? Well, then, what is the will of the committee?
Oh, I have a question.
Oh, go right ahead.
Maybe a couple of them. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, the way I'm reading this, it is a potential of costing the state about $85,000 potentially.
Through the chair, I'd like to answer that, Representative Thompson. The cost to the state is basically a realization of revenue. It's not really a cost until you have to pay for it. And what it is your the land is not monetized unless it's sold. So that's basically what's going on. And the difference that would be realized for the state is the $85,000.
Follow up?
Go right ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So basically this up front does not cost us any money, but it's kind of like an indirect expenditure. It's a reduction in possible revenues.
It's a yes. Unless Daryl would like to speak to that better. Daryl, do you have anything more to add to that?
I think Representative Roger described it perfectly. It's a deduction that happens if land sales do happen.
Okay. One more.
Go right sure. ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So what happens if we have a reduced PFD and the revenue isn't available through the PFD to pay for the land? Is it just they have to pay the difference or whatever?
Through the chair, one more time.
Go
okay.
Right
so the paperwork is signed, they sell it for this amount, it's supposed to come out of their PFD, but then that year we don't give a PFD. So where does the state then? They have to ask for cash money, or the deal isn't consummated until full payment's made?
Through the chair, Representative Thompson, we have both the representative from the Permanent Fund and the DNR here. But I'll take a stab at it, and they can correct me if I'm wrong. If the monies, when you decide that you would like to put it aside for the purchase of a piece of property, and there's a couple different reasons that may not happen. You don't get the bid. You may not decide the bid. You may not decide to get involved at all. But yet you've chosen to put the money aside for the purpose of purchasing land, and it doesn't happen by a certain time of the year, say August 19th, for example, for this discussion, that then the Permanent Fund would notify the DNR that this money has been held aside for the purchase of land. The DNR cross-references, and then the DNR would then notify you that you're going to get your PFD this year because you did not actually buy a piece of land. So then they would actually be handing, you see what I'm saying?
All right.
So there's really no transaction happening. There's a bookkeeping process more than a money transaction happening. As I I get a nod out of both of them, so this is this is good.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any further questions?
If I may, Madam Chair. So I don't see a fiscal note. Is there one in here?
There should be one in the book, and it's 80 through the chair.
There's a new one laying on her.
Oh, there's a new one. There it is. I'm sorry. It's right there in front of me. Because I do have a little bit of concerns that we're going to be having an indirect expenditure, as Representative Thompson was pointing out. And so so it looks like from here, it's actually going to be less on the state, if I understand this correctly. Is that correct, Representative Rusher?
Chair. Representative Tuck, the numbers that you have in front of you from the DNR are reflective of an average and the amount that they've made. Now, unless land is actually monetized through the program, there's no real cost to the state. Now, there is the less revenue that will be realized from it, but land right now that they're giving away isn't as appetizing in some respects as some of the land that has been already given away. So this is actually helps people to get the idea that they should be purchasing some of this land. It helps that out. Second off, my opinion is the 25%, if they go for it, I don't really know how that works out with the 33. But either way, I think there might be a little difference there also, which might not make the numbers quite as big.
And incidentally, Representative Tarr and Representative Tuck have joined us.
If I may, Madam Chair. So, thank you. So it looks like that their first purchase will be at a 25% discount, and then their
which
second
exists already, yes.
And then their second purchase, and they're on after, is 1/3 discount. Is that correct?
There could be. That doesn't mean there would be. That means there could be.
And then it also says here in the fiscal note that it may not can be combined for the purchase of one parcel.
Right.
But they use the second parcel for the 1/3 discount, or use the 1/3 discount for the second parcel.
If they were to win a different bid.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Further questions?
Okay, one last one.
Go right ahead.
Who asked for this piece of legislation? Who was it that said, hey, we got a problem here, we need a fix?
The idea, through the chair, Representative Tuck, thank you for the question. The veterans who definitely get involved in this are always wanting to be appreciated, I think, and they come to us, they say we have, you know, we go away, we fight, we come back, and we'd like a better chance to get back on our feet. And I think this is a good way for them to do that. I believe this comes from just realizing that that we do owe them a bit of a debt of gratitude, and it's good to have them back on their feet in this state. And I think this is a good way to do it. Besides that, land sales for them are, you can see by the low numbers, 14 parcels a year. That's not many. So I think this would help that out.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Any further questions? Well, then I'll just ask one myself. So was it any particular veterans organization that brought this to your attention, Representative Rauscher?
No, I will have to, through the chair. Madam Chair, no, they have not.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions? Any further comments? Then what is the pleasure of the committee?
Chairman Ledoux, I move SSHB3 version 31-LS0028/M from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, that bill moves from committee. Remember to stay around to sign the committee log. Our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 2nd at 1 p.m. Just a reminder, our Thursday meeting is canceled. It is now 1:12, and this concludes our meeting. We're now adjourned.